From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens more injured after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building Wednesday. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police are describing it as a marauding terror attack. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terrorism policing.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament building. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter the building. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman killed.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved, said the location of the incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values through violence is doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in 2005. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to another year in prison and fined him for interfering with witnesses, including the offering of bribes during his earlier trial. Last year, Bemba was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for what his forces did in Central African Republic. This is VOA.